This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Watching the 10 largest companies in the U.S. by revenues. And there's been a couple changes in this, mostly driven by the oil company revenues and United flip-flopping with CVS Health. So the 10 largest are as follows. Walmart, which still remains about $100 billion bigger than Amazon. Amazon's number two. Apple's number three. But the thing about Apple that's fascinating is they're number three in revenues, but number one in market cap. I guess you'd rather be more valuable than have more revenues. Fourth is ExxonMobil, which has grown tremendously, and it's going to be the eighth largest in market cap and the fourth largest revenues based on the price of gas and oil. That, of course, will come down if the oil and gas prices come down. That value will come down. Fifth is UnitedHealthcare, which has flip-flopped to fifth over CVS, which is sixth, and CVS was ahead of UnitedHealth. CVS Health is sixth. Seventh is Google/Alphabet, and Google Alphabet remains third in market cap, seventh in total revenue. It's still rocking along. Eighth is McKesson. Nine is Berkshire Hathaway. And Berkshire Hathaway, again, is ninth in overall revenues, but it's really a conglomerate, but fifth in market cap. And 10 is AmerisourceBergen. Again, we love to watch the 10 largest by revenues, the 10 largest by market cap, just to see what is trending in America, both in the stock market and growth, and who's growing and who's not, and so forth. And I want to thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast. We find it just fascinating to watch. Thank you very much for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast.